The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She wants to ride it. I believe, cool as ever, not certain, but I believe I am involved in a good old-fashioned stubborn off.
Oh, congrats.
Welcome.
Yeah, hey. How do you think you're doing?
You seem like someone, Gabe, who involves himself in stubborn offs occasionally.
Well, the thing with me at this point in my life is I feel like I've established that I'm pretty stubborn. So at this point, I think it's pretty foolish for someone else to get in a stubborn off with me because they know they're not going to win.
What if they don't know that you're so stubborn, that you're the president of the stubborn fan club?
Well, that's just a great day for me.
Difference. What is the difference between a stubborn off and just always having to win?
I mean, if we're doing the Venn diagram,
Gabe?
There's a lot of overlapping.
I
there.
Say, I defer to you, sir.
There's a big, I mean, it might just be one circle, if that's what we're talking about, Chew.
For Gabe, it is.
Yeah. That's how I live my life.
So let me explain. Several weeks ago, I went into our guest bathroom and I noticed that the garbage can, which is sitting next to the toilet, was full. Full of, bathroom stuff. Old toilet paper rolls, some tissue, the paper wrapping that comes on our toilet paper roll, balled up and in there. And so it was
Oh, wow. You get the individually wrapped toilet paper?
I don't want to talk about a game.
That's fancy. That's fancy, guys.
It's also bamboo. Because
what the hell?
I didn't really want to get into this element of it, but since we're here, I guess we're going to. So.
Somebody have a sensitive tush?
Yeah, let's put it that way. No, so what was happening was my girls, 7 and 5, were having a tough time when they were wiping, not getting the little pieces stuck in places.
Yes.
So we were like, this is not going to work, right? Mm. Because I don't want to be retrieving the pieces from the places.
Sure.
So.
Understood.
Yeah.
We switched to a different toilet paper that doesn't do that crumble.
Okay.
And things are going very well. Yeah. So a huge endorsement, by the way.
It's bamboo?
Yeah, it's bamboo.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So bamboo toilet paper, I know it sounds very bougie, but again, as I just explained, it's much better than the alternative.
I mean, it can be bougie, but also provide a huge relief.
Service.
Yes. I mean,
huge
both
service.
Can be true.
So, okay, we've addressed that. Now, a few weeks ago, I mentioned that the bathroom garbage can was overflowing, right? And you know what happens if you don't take out the garbage? People just start to do what?
Oh, you just stack it on top.
It becomes a game.
Yeah.
A game of Tetris.
Play a little Jenga.
Yeah, I was about to say reverse Jenga.
Exactly, yeah. Reverse Jenga. Oh, yeah, you stack the block. You pull the blocks, you stack the blocks. You pull the block, you stack the block. And so I was in the bathroom yesterday, and I noticed that the garbage has not been emptied. It has only been added to. And I'm going, that wonderful human being that I live with has not taken out the garbage. And my issue is, I mentioned it several weeks ago, and it has only gotten worse. You all, the collective gentlemen in the group, y'all look at the toilet when you do your business, at least half of your business. You're looking right at the toilet. You ever glance around in the general vicinity to see what else is happening around there? Or are you just in your own thoughts thinking of golf and boobs?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
a little column A, B, maybe some C.
Seems like you've got a pretty good grasp on the situation. Yeah. I don't know what you need our help for. Yeah.
So my issue is now I'm not taking out the garbage. I'm not taking it out. It will sit there and it will stack and I don't care. And I do care.
The care part is clear.
You've made that clear.
Yes.
I care very much. But I am stubborn. I am not taking out that garbage. That bathroom is used more by my spouse than by me. He is in there more frequently. Plenty of opportunity, plenty of time to take care of it. And every time I go in there, I think, he still hasn't taken out the garbage. Now, I know what you're thinking. It would take me about 6 seconds to walk from the bathroom to the kitchen, dump it in, go back, maybe give it a little rinse if it needs it. Again, depending on what was in there, give it a little wipe out if it needs it with a Clorox cloth. Put it back in the corner. But it would also take him about that long. So just do it, okay? Am I wrong here? Do I need to just take the garbage out? This is what I'm asking you guys. I'm in a stubborn off.
Well, okay. So you say you're in a stubborn off. Does the other side know that the stubborn off is happening? Or is he just blissfully unaware?
There's no blissful. There might be some unaware, but it will not be blissful. You guys do
is
this?
Is your fear that if... No. Because I like cleaning the house. I got time. I don't mind it. And 98% of the trash in the bathroom is hers. But, yeah, it doesn't bother me. But is the fear this, that if you do it, he'll never do it again?
Yes.
I say, have you been doing
percent.
It prior?
Yes.
And you mentioned, has this been brought up,
yes.
the issue? Okay.
Yes.
Now, as somebody who's prone to forgetfulness... Has it been mentioned again?
Oh, my goodness. You with the, just give me a list. If you just give me a list, I'll take care of
the things. A honey-do list.
Look, oh, my gosh.
Look, you already seem to understand what we get distracted with when we go into the bathroom. Sometimes the garbage slips the mind.
How can I be thinking about the garbage when I got some Hooters on my mind?
Just out of curiosity, what percentage are Hooters on the mind? Is it like 60% of your downtime? Is it
depends
higher?
On the day.
It's fair.
I like yoga pants.
Yeah, we know.
I mean, yeah, different strokes for different folks, you know?
How should I handle this? Does this come down to suck it up, Jen?
Empty
and take
the trash.
It?
Oh.
Here's the thing.
Empty the trash. It's not
you are
deal.
Going to make yourself happier if you do it. Because... clearly, this thing is consuming you. You're thinking about it a lot more. Oh, did you just get a picture with
December
more?
December 17th. Garbage.
Man, that's...
photographic evidence.
I'll tell
of
you what.
It still hasn't been emptied?
I'll tell you what. From December 17th, I'll tell you what. The way that the paper wrapper is situated on top, you could definitely stack more on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's very... it's a catch-all.
Like very, it's very strategically
area.
Placed.
It looks like a pet net. You remember the pet nets back in the day that sat in the corner of the rooms and you stuffed all your stuffed animals in there because they were, you know...
oh, yeah.
Covering
yeah,
okay. your bed.
Like a hammock for stuffed animals.
Correct. That's what we got here. We got a hammock for more garbage in the bathroom.
So,
that's what that is.
Clearly, with the state it looks, now I can't fully see that picture, for more things to be added, at some point somebody had to like mash it down and keep doing it.
A million percent, Joshy. A million percent. At some point somebody was like, huh, I'm not going to be able to throw this toilet paper tube on there unless I smash it down a few instead of taking the garbage and dumping the garbage.
What if you incentivize it?
Tell me how.
I mean, and you already know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love
the
work. Hold on.
Birthday.
We've already talked about birthday. One of our, you know, coworkers' lives in that manner yes. this week. I don't know if we need to do more.
No, Joshy said he doesn't want to know about yeah. those things. He was very clear, Gabe. He doesn't want to know.
What?
That's ridiculous. These are like standard household responsibilities. There shouldn't have to be a, you know, a on the line for a taking out the bathroom garbage. Y'all are Neanderthals is what you are.
Again,
yes,
it seems
are,
like you
yes.
understand all
up.
Of this perfectly
yes.
fine. I don't know what the issue is here. It seems like you understand how all of this operates and works.
When does the self-care portion of this come into effect where you go, I know... that mother bleeper ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna be happier if I just do it. I'll be mad while I'm doing it because, I mean, I do the same thing where it's like, I shouldn't be doing this. I've done this the last 20 times, but guess what? When it's done, I'll have to, I can stop thinking
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, okay. It won't be in there anymore.
Why doesn't he ever think that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
different strokes for different folks.
She mentioned it that one time.
Now, he's already forgotten that.
Since. Yeah.
He has no idea that you mentioned
that
it the one time.
That might never happened as far.
As far as his brain is concerned, that conversation did not take
place.
But
from a grander standpoint, guys, and this is what really, I think, infuriates women at large, it doesn't seem like men, and this is just based on my Instagram algorithm at this point, notice things around the house. It feels like women, and again, you can tell me, men, if I am wrong about this, women notice the things, right? If I walk into a room, I notice the things immediately that need to be done in order for that room to be at, you know, baseline clean slash straightened up, right? And so when I walk in, since I've gone in there for something, when I walk out, I will take those things with me and I will distribute them accordingly throughout the home. I don't know that y'all do that. Do you?
Oh, I do. When you have ADHD or ADD, whatever I have, there can be a painting on the wall that's crooked and I cannot watch TV until it's straight. So I notice everything.
I think
I'm probably one of the few.
I think there's a level of, there are things I notice and things I don't. There are certainly things where I get the, hey, mother bleeper, what are you doing? Like, take care of that. And then other stuff where it seems like I'm the only one who ever thinks about vacuuming, for instance, or mopping the floor or cleaning up the counters. Like, I think it's case by case, but I think there's also some things where through how we grew up, probably, where you just don't notice it because someone in the house probably took care of that stuff prior. I think it's like you got to domesticate us.
So how do I do that? How do I, like, say when you go into a room? No, I don't want to be the nagger. See, that's the thing. This is a double-edged sword here. Because now, in order for me to get the things done that I think should be being done, I have to nag? That doesn't seem fair. I don't want that job.
Just look at it.
We've been
a dog
down this
does
road
something
before.
Good. Yeah. A dog does something good. You give it a treat.
Yep.
Treats just happen to be a little different when it comes to men.
Okay, but
they don't want a biscuit. Well,
say, I'll take a damn biscuit.
Who's a good boy?
You should just carry around a sack of beef jerky. And every time he does something nice, toss him up. Fling a little this way.
Oh, man. Throw it up into the air.
I just had beef jerky on the line. Yeah. Sounds like a sweet life.
Now we're talking.
Although, Joshy, you did say earlier that you're thinking about boobs about 60% of the time. Maybe I just flash him. Right? Maybe, hey, I noticed that garbage got taken out, and I just do a whoop.
Yeah.
There we go.
A little midday flash. I'll get you through the rest of the day.
Start to make it Pavlovian that he knows that if he takes the garbage out in the bathroom, he's going to get a little shot. Maybe, hey, look, this has been much more productive than I thought it was going to be. You guys have given me some great suggestions. I have no issue showing my husband my boobs if I think that's going to get the garbage emptied in the bathroom. 800-990-3776. That is our carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. If you have suggestions about how I should handle this stubborn off, I believe I am in with my husband. Although I think you guys are saying it might not be a stubborn off at all.
No, I mean, you think you're in the middle of this big battle. He has no idea that the battle is going on. So I don't know. I don't know if there's a word for that.
That does. How often are, and I don't want to be overgeneralizing here, but how often are women in inner battles with their significant other that they're completely unaware of?
That the significant other is completely unaware
of. Yes, because I've found out I've been in battles and been like, huh, wish you would have just said something. Could have just told me.
You're like, I had no idea. Yeah. Just roaming through the day, unaware. You said blissfully unaware. Yes.
She thinks you guys are having this huge fight. Josh thinks everything's fine. Yeah, I
mean, it's been kind of weird, kind of quiet. I don't know.
All right. We got a lot of reaction rolling in on the carbless talk and text line. Jeff says, why can't you just empty the garbage? That's an excellent question. But moving on. Dumpy and West.
Did we already cover the stubborn part?
The bathroom is the cleanest room in the dump tower. I don't know. You go by the name Dumpy. There's something happening there.
Obviously, the bathroom is his throne.
Ryan from Iguanago says, it's all about using all of the space. If you can push it down and make more room, it is technically not full and doesn't need to be emptied. I don't know how I feel about that. Jen, you are not his mother. He's an adult. Marriage is a partnership. I am on your side. 800-990-3776. I think I'm in a stubborn off with my husband. I can't be sure. Let's go out to the phone lines. Howard in Sherman Park, you're on the line with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Good morning. Yes, well, one of you knows you're in a stubborn off. But, Jen, I have questions for you. Do you know when the garbage bins need to be taken to the street, or the furnace filters need to be changed, or the screws on the door handles need to be tightened?
It's adorable, Howard, that you think that my husband would know any of those things. In our relationship, yes, I am the handier woman in the relationship. So, yes, I change the filters on the furnace. I do all of those sort of like little maintenance things. He changes the light
Dario
bulbs in the house.
Dario is a lucky man.
Is that just because he's taller?
Exactly. He also puts the blender back up on the shelf for me after I use it. No, and he handles the garbage, which goes out on Friday mornings. So when he gets home from work on Thursday nights before he goes to bed, he drags the bins to the curb to take the garbage out. Yeah, look, I don't want to make it seem like my husband does nothing around the house. He obviously does stuff around the house. But this is one specific example where in the bathroom, and again, I keep going back to the logistics of it. Y'all are staring at the toilet while you do at least half your business.
Well,
okay?
Again, depends upon the use of the bathroom. So, you know, we bought our house in February. We've got 2.5 baths. There's one that's kind of been designated for number twos only. Just kind of fell into it. So, you know, I'm not necessarily standing and staring. That bathroom, you know, 99% of the time, I'm just sitting there.
It's the doo-doo stall.
Correct.
Okay.
It's got the bidet. It's real
designated
nice.
Designated doo-doo stall. I love it. So you're telling me that you're not staring at the garbage can, which again is
in that particular bathroom, in the one that's right off our bedroom. Yes, I will see that one.
I think the thing that bothers me the most about it, guys, is it is technically the guest bathroom. It is the one when you first walk into our house that is just off the mudroom. So when people are over and they're in our living spaces, whether that's the kitchen or the dining room or the family room, that's the bathroom that they are, you know, designated to use. And so I would like for it to be in a I guess, higher level of cleanliness chew than the other bathrooms in the house, right? I give less care about the ones that, like, we are using regularly. I understand that we live in the house. I don't like this idea of when you walk into somebody's house, it has to be, like, pristine. And no, you live there, mm-hmm. and living is messy. But in the guest bathroom, I want it to be a certain presentation.
Bathrooms
right?
are special, too. That's like, you want that to be clean. Because that's where it gets gross. Like, if somebody's got stuff laying around their living room, I'm not going to think twice. Like,
yeah.
You got a dog, great. His toys are everywhere.
Yeah. You got a kid. There's a couple stuffed right. animals out. Oh, right. you left the Legos out. Okay, yeah. It's going to happen.
Right, exactly. I have no problem with that. When you walk into someone's house, you're like, oh, it's obvious that you live here.
You live
Wonderful.
Here.
And also, it takes the pressure off of me, right? Because mm-hmm. there are times where you're like, oh, it's very clean here. I'm just going to stand here. You want something to eat? No.
Here are the plastic booties you have to put on to walk through my house.
I'll just have some water, thanks. 800-990-3776. That's our Carbless talk and text line. If you have suggestions for me on how to get myself out of this stubborn off, and don't call in and say, just take the garbage out, guys. I feel like that ship has sailed. I feel like we have established that that is not happening. I have dug my heels in, whether right or wrong. So give me suggestions beyond just doing the obvious.
Before we get to Jason, can we just take a quick straw poll? Who's going to end up taking that out?
Chase.
that wasn't even an option I thought
so
existed.
So right. My 16-year-old son so is taking that garbage
collateral
out.
Damage.
And it's going to happen when I'm not home uh-huh. and Dario hears about this conversation uh-huh. and he instructs Chase to take that yep. garbage out. And Chase, because his girlfriend is the one using the bathroom also when she's over, will probably do it no problem. We got to get to Jason Wilde. I'm sure he doesn't have issues like this in his household. Jason Wilde coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Kinda like a, oof, like mm-hmm. just, instead of a, huh.
Yeah. But that's all part of
you
taking the training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't know about it. What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Feels like this song is a little representative of the situation I find myself in. All the small things. Cluttering up the bathroom garbage. All the small things. Stacking. Oh, you thought it was going to be more philosophical.
Sure.
Like it's a small thing
yeah.
you're making into a big thing, but no.
No. Just literally all the small things going. Have you ever used garbage bag? Because you've showed me some of the pictures now. Like we in the small garbage bags or the small garbage cans in our house, we'll use just the grocery store bags. You're good with just nothing, no filter, no catch all with the bathroom stuff?
I think you're right. I think we need to add a bag. We need to add a bag. Because, in my mind,
it was
all...
a bigger trash can?
Well, two folks have said that on the Carbless Talking text line. Time for a larger garbage can, less arguments over taking it out.
Can you imagine walking into somebody's bathroom and they just got a regular old big-ass trash can in there?
You know what? Yeah. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take the kitchen garbage can out of the kitchen.
Yep.
I'm going to put it in the bathroom right in that spot, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to see if he notices. And then when he's like, why is the kitchen garbage can? And I'll be like, oh, it'll take longer to fill. Less times we have to empty it. You know all about that, don't you? Is Jason Wilde with us today?
He is. I just forgot to play his intro. I'll play it here.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field. He changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Always great to get the pulse of the Packers from our friend Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason.
I was there the whole time, and that's 5 minutes of my life I won't get back.
Did you understand what we were going through? I've been an old-fashioned stubborn off, I believe, although Gabe informs me it's distinctly possible that my husband doesn't know we're in a stubborn off. He's just going about his business as usual.
I am Team Gabe on that. But you are nothing if not stubborn. It's part of your charm.
All right. Jason, what is the latest out of Green Bay? It sounds like there are questions about the quarterback's availability this weekend for the playoff game against the Eagles.
Yeah, I don't think there are. I mean, you know, LaFleur, I just don't think LaFleur is particularly entertaining in his gamesmanship. He's got his one go-to line. He was limited. I do think it was odd that they chose to only have reporters be able to watch stretch and not individual drills like they normally do on Wednesdays. I don't get to go because they start availability while we're still on the air, but it very rarely is it meaningful. Like, it's not like the old days when Chewy was playing and I would spend the entire practice watching because Holmgren didn't care. And so the fact that they got booted before individual drills during which Jordan Love would have thrown does add a layer of intrigue to it, but Jordan said he had, the numbness had subsided in his hand by the next morning. He has some elbow soreness, but I mean, and I don't want to be old school tough guy, but what are we talking about here? It's a playoff game, right? Like this is not week three against the Tennessee Titans. I mean, this is win or go home, and the idea that Jordan Love is not going to play is, in my opinion, preposterous. Now, the question I would have is, how effective is he going to be? How accurate is he going to be? Because even before he banged his elbow, I think we saw that his accuracy has not been as good of late. So there are certainly questions on how it's going to affect his performance, but if he doesn't play somehow, that would be a major surprise to me.
Jason, does that mean everyone's going to play? Bullard, Cooper, Slayton?
I don't know about Slayton, Chu. He did not practice yesterday. LaFleur basically left us with the impression that he won't practice all week, and then they're going to hope that it's healed enough, his ankle is better enough, and they can spat it up enough that he can play. But I mean, there are certain weeks where you could probably live without one of the big guys in the middle. I'm not sure facing Saquon Barkley in a playoff game is a game where you want to be missing your arguably your best run-stuffing defensive tackle. So, yeah, that one's a concern. Let's not assume that Quay Walker and Evan Williams either A, will play, or B, will play effectively after the layoffs they've had with their injuries. So there's still some questions about guys' availability. I'm sure a couple of them will be listed as questionable when we get the injury report designations tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, there are some question marks here. There's no doubt about it.
Today's the day you guys get to talk to the assistant coaches up there. What do you want to talk to Jeff Hafley about?
I'm going to ask him why he lined up his three safeties in Sheboygan on that final play. I'm going to ask him, you know, just exactly how they, without giving away the game plan, obviously, can you defend Jalen Hurts the same way as you did the first game, not getting pressure on him? Does that change given how rusty he may be from a 3-week layoff, those types of things? And then, you know, again, I'm really curious what they're going to do against Barkley, because their run defense statistically was pretty damn good this year. And are they able to do that against the guy that ran for 2,000 yards this season? Do you have any requests, Gabe, that you would like me to inquire about?
It's just interesting, because clearly the biggest thing out of last week's game was why the hell were those safeties lined up as if the Bears were going to try a Hail Mary? But it's Thursday, and you've got a playoff game upcoming, so I just didn't know if you were going to go back to try to get an answer about that, or if you guys were going to move on, because he's probably attempted to move on as they get ready for the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I'm the one who asks it, which I'm not, one of the things that I am definitely not good at, and there's a couple of other reporters that are really good at it, is timing up the end of an answer with butting in with your question. I usually take a beat or two before I ask something in case someone is going to finish their thought. So I usually lose those races. So I'm guessing someone else will ask about that play. But if I were to ask, it would be, look, Jeff, I know you got a big task ahead on Sunday and it's win or go home. I just want to understand, you know, kind of what went wrong and what the thought process was on the Bears' final offensive play. I think that's how I would handle it. We'll see if I get the opportunity to ask it that way.
Jason Wilde, my goodness, I cannot clear my
very
throat
emotional.
Enough this morning.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I have been dealing with the same problem, and then on top of that, there is no cough button in press conferences.
Oh no!
So like this all goes back to the Monday night game when I asked LaFleur a question. And I was barely audible. I sounded like Tausch in that classic clip of, I feel fantastic. And LaFleur, before answering, says, a little under the weather there, Jason? And then the other day, I started to cough at the end of the press conference. And it's like stifling a laugh in church. It's impossible to do. And I may have snapped at one of my colleagues who started to make fun of me. As LaFleur walked out, and I was so mad, and I used a word that I would not use on the radio, that LaFleur and Jason Wallers, their PR director, both turned around when I yelled at this person. So, I feel your pain with the clearing of the throat and the phlegmy cough and everything else. It's going around.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because on Saturday I sat down with Will Howard, quarterback of Ohio State, for our show tonight, for game day tonight, or tomorrow, I guess. Ohio State plays tomorrow. And he's answering this really, really great answer. He's giving me this really great answer, and I feel that little tickle in the back of my throat. And I'm like, just hold on, Jen. Just hold on to it. Don't interrupt him. He gets to the end of it. And at the end of it, I'm like, I just started dying. Tears
just
are
turning red from holding
down
it back.
My face. And he goes, good work holding that in. And I was like, I didn't want to interrupt your answer. Is so good. So I sympathize as well with you having to deal with that in the press conference, because that is the worst, right? Like, I'm getting a really good answer here. The last thing I want to do is be like, could you just hold on? Could you just give me a second? I need to clear my throat.
Hold that thought.
Do you, Jason, subscribe to the belief that some of what we have seen from this Green Bay Packers team this year, some of the inconsistencies and some of the deficiencies, are because they are the youngest team in the league yet again?
No, I don't. I mean, there's certainly some inconsistency that comes with youth. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, all those guys on offense, I mean, they're not, you know, Chewy, don't you usually say, especially when you're a veteran team with some rookies mixed in, that by the end of the season, you're not a rookie anymore? Isn't that the mentality in the NFL? So,
well, certainly third year, you're not considered young, you know.
Right, but
second year, you're ish.
Like, I have a hard time saying that their inconsistency with, say, you know, getting Jaden Reed the football or Dontavian Wicks having drops earlier this season. I don't buy that. Like, it, Mike McCarthy would call that convenient criticism. Like, I just think, one, and again, I always love to go back to the ESPN Milwaukee trailer at Summerfest, but when Gabe and Alex Strofe and I did State of the Packers, I really do believe that having 19 games of film on Jordan Love gave defensive coordinators a better idea of how to defend him. Add in the injury issues that he has played through and the amount of practice time he missed while he was dealing with them, and that, I think, goes to his inconsistency. He may have briefly appeared on the injury report last year, but now he's appeared on the injury report for three different injuries this year. And the missed practice time affects your sharpness. I also think, and you know, I don't know if Jordan would acknowledge this or not, but, like, you know, nobody wants to play like a robot, right? And I feel like I have seen him, because he's had so much success after last year's second half, that there have been times that maybe he's, I don't want to say been a little Farvey, but, you know, if he's throwing off balance or off his back foot because of his arm talent, and I think that has led to some inconsistency. And I think sometimes he forgets his fundamentals with his footwork and his throwing motion because, hey, you know, I'm pretty good. And I'm not saying that he's an arrogant player. I just think that when you have success, you start to think, okay, I can do some of the things a little bit differently. It doesn't have to be, you know, textbook style to get it done. And I think you add that all together, it's not like he wasn't good this year, but I don't think he was as good as we expected him to be. And there were a lot of people last year crowning him. I thought it was premature. I still think he's a good quarterback, but, you know, we're talking about him being in the MVP race and this, that, and the next thing. I mean, growth is not linear. You guys have heard me say it a bunch, and his growth has been intermittent and inconsistent this year.
Jason, can they gain any information from the first game of the year? And both teams, are they playing better or worse?
Well, I definitely think the Eagles are playing better, and I think the Packers have had moments where they've played better, but the last two games they certainly didn't play better than they did in the opener. I mean, you know, the biggest information that I would glean is Jair Alexander had an interception in that game and Christian Watson had a touchdown catch. What are you going to do about that? Because neither one of them will be doing that on Sunday. So, you know, I think the Eagles defense, you know, I've watched a little bit of them. I'm going to do more of that tonight because we don't have basketball practice. And everyone I have talked to has been raving about how much better their defense is. And if that's the case, and the way the offense has played for Green Bay of late, you know, that's going to be a challenge. And I'm eager to see, you know, what their game plan is. I still, you know, I'm just old school. I'm lining up Dorsey Levens and Edgar Bennett in the backfield together. But their play-action passing game and the amount that they're in pistol and shotgun, I still don't think that that's ideal. And, you know, who am I to tell Matt LaFleur he's doing it wrong? But I just wonder how that's affected to their ability, because all I've ever heard about this offense from the minute they hired Matt LaFleur was how vital the play pass is. And, you know, Bulaga brought it up yesterday on our show, joking about how McCarthy used to have run fakes that did not match up in any way with anything they actually ran for running plays. And right now, I just don't think their play action game is anywhere near what it was last year.
The most fascinating thing to me, Jason, is going to be because the offenses are built the same, right? Same kind of running back, receivers, they got a handful of them. Quarterbacks are very good. It's going to be interesting to see Vic Fangio's approach to shutting them down and Jeff Hafley's. That is going to be something. Because I think at the end of the day, you're going to be able to go, Hafley did it better than Fangio, or Fangio did it better than Hafley.
I would agree. And what are they going to do differently than the first game because of what you said, how different these teams are?
Jason, really good stuff. We get to chat with you again tomorrow, so I'll hold some of my other questions for tomorrow as we get ready for Packers-Eagles this weekend. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, good luck with the garbage can. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Mark weighing in on the carbless talk and text line. Liss is more. Jen, it's already been said, but boobs is the answer to your problem. Always will be. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Be right back after this.
Hey, fellas, listen up. If you're getting ready to take that next step in life and propose the Jewelry Center, I mean, look, it has to be the first stop, and it's going to be your only stop. Whether it's naturally mined diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, Jewelry Center has options for it all. And the reason why the Jewelry Center is the only stop that you need to go to is because of the team of experts they have assembled over at TJC. Maybe you don't know exactly what kind of ring that special someone wants, but if she's got a Pinterest board, bring some of those ideas in. They will make that dream a reality when it comes to that diamond engagement ring. Learn more about their engagement ring selection or any other services online, shoptjc.com, or stop in today in Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. And anytime you head over to the Jewelry Center, make sure you tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have five safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
Two field goals, two safeties.
Two field goals, two
also
safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Yes. Continue. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or close to folks you have? Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy?
If you missed any of our conversation with Jason Wilde, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand or wherever you get your podcast. You can, of course, always go to our ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page where we have old shows and we have content and we have all the things to get you set for the Packers matchup against the Eagles this weekend. I want to talk about Jordan Love, who yesterday spoke to the media. Spoke in quotation marks.
Words were said.
Thank you. There was speaking. Not sure it was the messaging that most Packers fans wanted to hear. Joshy, let's hear from the quarterback yesterday who was asked about this elbow injury that people are worried will keep him out of the game on Sunday.
Numbness and pain gone away.
Yep.
How soon after the game ended?
Pretty much by the next day. Like, it was feeling back to normal, a little bit less numb.
So your grip on the ball felt fine today?
Yeah.
Is it the funny ball? I mean, mm-hmm. Like, yep. Everybody's had it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing funny about it.
No. Definitely not.
Very funny Sunday.
We'll see. Yeah. I'm hopeful.
Okay. Hey, Jordan, I didn't hear the first part, but do you have feeling back in? Is it back fully? Or
yes.
Or?
Yes.
So, Jordan, why did they limit you?
Just based on my hand, getting back to it.
So if the feeling's back, does it still hurt in any way, or how is it affecting you at practice today?
Yeah, it's more my elbow. More my elbow. Okay. Covering that.
And soreness?
Yes.
Is it hurt when you throw? Like, do you feel it when you're throwing?
Yeah.
Chew? Did you take much from those exchanges?
No, suck it up, Buttercup. It's the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Wait, time out. I was like, was that your best Jordan Love impression right there? Was that what that was?
No. I was just... Gabe banged his elbow. We have it as one of our drops in the middle of a show, and he kept going. He didn't have to do any treatment or anything like that, right, Gabe?
Yeah, but I also wasn't throwing anything for the rest of the show. When I banged my funny bone, I wasn't taking my water bottle and rearing back and trying to throw it 20 yards downfield. Turns out the elbow not important to the course of this radio show.
Yeah, he's fine. He has how many more days? Four more days. It's fine. Let's play the game. Right? Huh?
I mean, if his elbow's still sore and it hurts when he throws...
I understand we want to call him soft, but if accuracy is an issue...
It's like, you know, I was talking to Pete Doherty yesterday, and the topic came up of the 60s and 70s players and when I played and when these players played. It's like Jalen Hurts. He fell on the turf, for crying out loud, and you were out for a month. I will never get over that. I'm sorry. I just won't. I won't move forward with this new football... It's the playoffs. You know how you answer that? It's fine. I'm ready to go.
What were you talking to Pete Doherty about yesterday?
none of your business.
Well, you sort of made it. I mean, you brought it up on the radio.
You said it. I'm not the one who said the name and brought it up.
All right, all right. Before we get too sideways on this thing, which you could argue we already have, do you believe Jordan Love will play on Sunday? Yes or no, Joshy?
Yes.
One.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
Me too. So, like Jason said earlier today, this feels like a non-issue. Do you believe that there is gamesmanship going on within the Packers organization to try to get an advantage by forcing the Eagles to prepare for Malik Willis as the starter? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, and it drives me nuts on both sides.
Well, but here's the problem, Chew. Doesn't gamesmanship work better when your backup isn't also limited because he has a thumb injury?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be better if your backup was healthy and you could go, yeah, I don't know who we're going to play. But the backup's also limited. So why are we doing this, oh, he was limited thing from Matt LaFleur? Why are we doing this again?
Okay, and I'll take it one step further. The only time you gamesmanship this sucker is if you feel like you need every edge possible, right? If you believe you're the better team and you can go in there and go toe-to-toe with the Philadelphia Eagles, you don't have to worry about, oh, let's try to trick them. Let's try to pretend like maybe Malik is going to go out there and be under center, so they have to prep for that offense as well. Like, no, you put your guy out there. You hope and you know that he can go out there and get the job done. You don't even bother with this other stuff. I kind of think it's a little bit of a red flag if there is gamesmanship, quote unquote, going on here, that the Packers know they're outmatched. I don't know. Again, that's a lot of hypothetical. Sure. That's a lot of ifs there. If they are trying to use this edge here, it's because they look at the paper and they see the same stuff we do. They're reading the writing on the wall and they're seeing the same stuff we do, which is Philadelphia Eagles are a much better team at this juncture, or at the very least, playing a lot better right now. Fair or unfair?
I think that's unfair. I think if they wouldn't have done it all season long with this kind of stuff, I think it would signal a sign. Also, the Eagles are doing it too. So they're responding to gamesmanship with their own gamesmanship with Jalen Hurts. I think the important thing about Love is, how much is it going to affect his play? Is it literally nothing and he's going to be 100% good to go? Or is the elbow soreness, the feeling he feels when he throws, is that real? And is it going to limit him, his ability to go deep downfield?
Yeah.
Because if that's limited, I'm slamming the oblique button. Because that's a big issue.
Is it going to affect his accuracy? Is it going to affect throwing the ball down the field? Is he going to feel it? And are we going to see him kind of shake his arm out after he airmails a ball to the sideline? Like, because, the elbow is just such an important part. You know, somebody else hits their funny bone. Wide receiver hits his funny bone. It's, okay, whatever, you're going to deal with it. But if the little bit of discomfort ends up affecting the way you can throw the ball, then this becomes a bigger deal than we think. Quickly.
How nervous are you about it?
I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably like a 4 right now. Like, I think it's going to be fine, but the fact that he still has some discomfort in it and he feels it when he throws, like, having that feel, having that touch, having be able to have that control is so important in that elbow for a quarterback. And if he doesn't have it, like, yeah, that's something that you're going to have to deal with.
Is it a built-in excuse?
I mean, we'll see.
You ever play golf? Gabe, you ever play golf with a guy that's really good? You ever play golf with a guy that's really good and he plays like crap and it's like, oh man, my elbow just wasn't, you know, it just wasn't right today. Really?
But in order to be the built-in excuse, you got to say it ahead of time, right? You got to say it before.
I heard it at the end of the round. I didn't hear it at the beginning of the round.
Well, technically, we're hearing it before the round, well before the round in this case. Let's hear from Matt LaFleur, who was also short yesterday.
Well, yeah, but Chewy, he's going to play, but that doesn't mean it can't affect him in any sort of way.
Okay.
Right?
I've hit my honey bone a million times real bad.
You're funny or honey?
Both.
Well, he wanted to hit the honey bone the other day.
Where's your honey bone? Actually, don't answer that.
You would have loved this conversation yesterday. It was wonderful. It was a vent fest. It felt really good to have someone listen.
What are you talking to Pete Doherty about?
And what do you mean? I listen to you all damn day.
Why are you insinuating that we don't listen? I'm offended.
I wanted to know if he could get me Ohio State tickets.
Did you cave? Did you actually cave?
No.
Because you know what?
Not
You're not hitting
all.
That honey bone if you got those Ohio State
No. No, I did not cave.
Yet.
You tried.
And what? He hasn't caved yet. He still has
no,
11
it ain't
days
happening.
To the national
the
championship.
The general is home. The general is
what do you mean
There's
it
no
ain't
camping.
Happening? You're trying to back channel this with Packers beat reporters to get tickets.
Because then he doesn't have to pay for them, right? Is that what's happening here?
He's trying to bring the cost down so he can send her to the national championship game, is what he's trying
wants
to do.
To be the good guy.
Yes.
We got you. We listen. See, the only way we know all of these things is because we listen. Yeah. The insinuation that we're over here not listening, and you got to go to Pete Doherty
I'm
for
offended.
The listening. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm offended.
Samesies. We'll take a break here on Jen Game and Chewy. Be right back after this.
He's got that little chuckle thing going on again today. X-Golf located at American Family Field, open year-round. I was just there last night playing in the league. I play every Wednesday night at X-Golf at American Family Field because, you know, I love going to X-Golf, the state-of-the-art technology they have within the simulators, so I can keep my swing sharp all season long. Even when it's cold, even when there's snow on the ground, I can be getting swings in at X-Golf at AmFam Field. But what's also cool about that location, it's unlike any other event space you've been in because it's in the ballpark overlooking left field, huge space, great for corporate events. So if you're thinking about that next corporate event, it should be held at X-Golf at American Family Field. Check them out online, xgolfamfamfield.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You can just save yourself so much time by going, okay, we like this guy, this guy, this guy. Let's take a look at all the different things he did at the combine. I just hit my phone, and now my hand is just tingling.
No,
what is with you two today? Jesus. Do you know how to function?
I just like...
On 94.5 ESPN.
Sports bettors, if you aren't making your wagers at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you are missing out on an elite experience. It is a complete sports betting paradise. State-of-the-art venue with dozens of self-service betting kiosks, seating for more than 200 people, a first-class bar and restaurant, VIP deck, broadcast booth, which we are big fans of as we do the weekly wager out there each and every Wednesday night, and of course, the giant video wall over 2,000 square feet if you're short on time, which, you know what, don't even bother with it because you're going to get into the sports book. You're going to think you're going to be there for less than 20 minutes. You're going to sit down, start enjoying the sports, and then you're going to be over 20 minutes. So just park in the regular parking, okay? But they do have 20-minute parking if you think you can get in and out in that amount of time. Bet above the rest only at Pottawatomie.
You still dominating out there?
100%. Crushing. Absolutely crushing. And I've got Vikings this weekend -1 in the game against the Rams.
Ooh.
Ooh,
that's
what?
It?
That's it?
I thought it'd be more than that.
Vikings-Rams
is -1?
Yeah, Vikings favored by 1.
On the road, so the 3 points, wow. So they have it 4 neutral.
Yeah, but it's chance it's going to be in Arizona.
That is true.
Yeah, could get shifted.
Help them out quite a bit. So, wow, I would have never guessed -1.
Yeah. All right, well, what I was going to ask is if you guys have seen the line. Has the line moved for the Packers game this weekend?
Holding steady at 4.5 for the Eagles.
You like 4.5?
No.
Feels like...
No. No.
I like it in the sense that the Packers, when they lose, typically it's not more than 4.5.
Sure, okay.
So
if
we're talking strictly on a gambling sense, I like the Packers to keep it within that number. Now, my confidence for the game, it being there, it takes a little hit. I'd like it more around 3. That would feel better.
Well, and as Jason pointed out, like two of the biggest plays the Packers had the first time these two teams played was a Christian Watson touchdown and a Jair Alexander interception.
And?
Still lost.
And?
They'll be at home.
Correct.
But technically, it was a home game for the Eagles.
No, I mean, those two players will be at home.
Yeah.
Did Maddie send out the prediction list yet? Because I really want to eyeball that thing.
She has not. She has not.
Wait, what is your pick going to be? I want to know what your score prediction is going to be.
My pick?
Did you just blow your nose?
Okay. It's going to be two.
We're just doing sound effects now? How is she going to do that with a graphic?
Joshy, give me your score prediction in sound effects only. Versus?
Meow.
I hope the Packers are the not the meow. You got one, Gabe? You got
a sound
effect?
I don't.
I think it's going to be...
Come on, Gabe. Bang your elbow.
Two.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was an explosion and a cry.
Like 38 to 10? That's what I anticipate. That's what I'm. That's how I am interpreting what you
just
said.
Well, how many field goals do you think McManus is going to have?
Hopefully not many.
We'll put it on the Jen Gabe and Chewy Twitter poll. How many field goals will McManus have this weekend in the game against the Eagles? We'll take a break. Be right back after this.